you're going to walk past my classroom and I'm going to have like superheroes up on the screen.
Last week in episode 7, I talked about an opportunity I saw to be an AI editor for transcription. And I finished that process this last week, so I thought I would just briefly give a follow-up to how that went. And before I get into that, I will say that part of my kind of my personality is to know about a lot of little things. And I don't always know a lot about a lot of things. I just know at least a little bit. I like to have a taste of knowledge of a lot of different types of things.
Yeah.
And I have spent a lot of time over the last few years applying for jobs, looking at job postings, getting started with the process, just because I'm interested in seeing kind of what it all entails once you get going. I always find it interesting to look at what companies list out to say, like, these are the important concepts, this is what we're looking for, and then to get a little bit further and realize that's not actually what they're looking for. So it's fun for me to just kind of see the wording that they use and then to see how they bring that to life as you move forward. And as a teacher, especially teaching students who are going out into the business world, I like to just kind of have an idea of what places are looking for. So I know that I'm staying on top of it. So I do that all the time. I really should have a series on what did Tina try this week, because I'm always looking at what people are saying. Hey, this is a side job that you can do. This is a work from home opportunity that you can do. I don't actually work from home. I would love to have something in the summer that would go along with that. But I have applied to a lot of different jobs that way, or at least gotten started with the process. So there are a lot of these companies and websites that I've actually kind of dabbled with a little bit just to see the process. And this is one of those. I keep seeing this on TikToks everywhere of people saying, hey, you can make some side money by doing this. And I know that transcription is a thing, and I know that AI is a thing. And then to see this opportunity with this specific company. This is with Daily Transcription, is the company that I was working with this last little bit, just to see kind of what their process was for hiring. And they're looking for AI editors. And so they give you a video clip, you drop it into the software, it generates a transcription. You can then edit it, make sure it's good to go, and then you send it in and they're supposed to pay you for it. Well, I went to go sign up for it, and I do have a background in transcription as far as taking a lot of classes. I've taught it for a long time. You know, over the years, I've sat and worked through things because I needed to for class. But I haven't actually been a transcriptionist, like the real sense of the word. I haven't, other than taking the classes and then teaching classes for it, I haven't actually been a transcriptionist, you know, as a job. It's something that I would be interested in doing a little bit here and there. So we'll see if that ever comes up. This one I was interested in, so I went to go sign up for it, and they had two options. The first option was to tell them that you were experienced. Well, I'm not experienced in editing AI, specifically the way that they're wanting it, so I couldn't say that I was experienced. So I clicked on the one that said, I'm just kind of getting started into this field. And when I did that, it gave me the opportunity to sign up for a class that they had through I think it's called Teachable. It's a website where you can add classes and you can let people purchase the classes that you want to provide training on. So I signed up for that, and I talked about that last week a little bit, and I paid, I think it was $30 or $35 for this course. They had a couple of little modules for me to work through. It was very similar to going through videos that you might see on LinkedIn Learning, that type of thing where they kind of talk you through some things. They may give you a file to follow along with. And then I got to the end and they gave me an exercise to do, and I did it and I submitted it. And then they had somebody the next day give me some feedback on it. And then they gave me a certificate that said that I completed this course for this company and that, you know, I passed it or whatever. Well, I went on again to the website and I went ahead and applied for this position since I had taken their course. I was just, again, curious to see what the process is. And I clicked on the, you know, I'm just getting started, and it took me again to here sign up for the course, which is the same course I just finished. So I said, okay, by now then maybe they'll let me sign up on the other link. So I went ahead and clicked the one that I have had experience in this. And they didn't have much for me to fill out other than my name and my address. For their transcription part of their website, they do ask you for an actual resume, and then they have the space for you to give details as to what your experience has been. For this one, they had me answer a couple of questions about if I'd ever transcribed before, and then they had me provide about 200 to 500 words of what my experiences with AI editing have been. But they had no place for me to upload a resume or anything, and it was just that. So I did put in there the first time that I had just finished their course, but that I hadn't gotten the feedback yet. And then I immediately got a notification after I submitted it. I got an email that told me, hey, you know, thank you for applying. Basically, we're looking for a certain type of person. If you're interested in, you know, becoming that type, I don't remember the exact wording, but basically, hey, we have a course that you could take. Like, I already took the course.
Yeah.
But I hadn't gotten the feedback for the course yet. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'll give it a few days. So this morning I remembered, and I remembered that we were going to be recording our podcast tonight. So I thought, okay, I want to know now what happens now that it's been about a week or so since I went through and finished the course and got the feedback on that and got the certificate. What do they say now? So I went in, filled out the exact same thing again, filled it all out, linked to the same email, all the things. In there, I have finished your course and have the certificate from your course, and got the same feedback. The exact same form email that they sent the first time is what I got back this time. I don't know if anybody follows up again behind that and actually goes through and checks this stuff, but right now it seems like it's just an automated response that they get, and I don't know when they actually go through and truly hire people. The site's
It's not a scam, is it?
I don't think so.
To just like get you to take the course?
I don't know for this part. This part on the website says that it's new. Like this part is new. So I don't know if their just setup is just not quite where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Completion of the course does not guarantee employment, which I understood that. You know, that's fine. Yeah. And I'm not upset with them, even with the, you know, taking the course and going through the thing. I truly just like to see how things work. So
yeah,
I'm not, you know, it's no big deal. I'm not trashing this company in any way. I just find it very interesting that I did take the course. So if that's something that they're using as kind of a guide, I'm surprised that they don't have a spot where I could click, hey, yeah, I did take your course, and then to push me into a different method.
Maybe they could have worded it a little.
Yeah, because they just keep pushing you to the course.
Exactly.
So then it just seems like, okay, is this going to go anymore? So they, I think if there is going to be more follow-up, they could have put in there, thank you for reaching out. If you haven't already, check out our course. We'll, you know, look things over. We'll reach out to you if we find that, you know, we want to work with you or whatever. But the way that it is, it's just kind of this idea of, okay, take our course. Well, I did. But it almost seems like at this point, I don't know, because I got the same response for both scenarios. And I don't know now, is that it? Are they full? And that's fine if they're full.
Yeah.
Is it that they just need to have somebody go through and check all these because they do have such a high number? They need to go through and check the, you know, check the quality or whatever. And then why didn't they have me upload a resume for this one, where I know that they would have me upload a resume for the transcription site?
Right.
It's just a little interesting to me that there are some discrepancies there. I don't think it's a fraud. I don't think that it's, you know, I don't think that they're just putting false information out there. I think it's just interesting that it's not following through all the way.
I think, and we have built websites before, so we kind of understand the automated messages, how everything works. If something isn't transferred over exactly correct, then I mean, it's going to seem like it's giving a different message than it actually is.
Right.
That could just be an oversight on the website, which is not a bad thing, but something maybe to look at.
Yeah, I think it could just be worded a little bit more clearly for people to know, okay, is this something I still watch for if I get a response? And I've done these before. I've applied to a lot of different transcription companies over the years, and they're not always hiring. So a lot of times you kind of go into this mode of, you just wait and see. A lot of times I'll tell you it'll take maybe 6 to 12 weeks until you hear back. And some of the companies I do hear back, and they say, we don't have the space anymore. Or I've gotten it too. You know, if you want to continue on with this process, go ahead and go through these next steps. And, you know, I've gotten that opportunity as well.
Right.
So it's just interesting that they didn't have anything like that. So at this point, I don't know. Will they come back more? Is it that they're at their limit and then they're not truly hiring anymore? Mm-hmm. It's just an interesting thing that I saw. I sent Nikki a video this week that was sent to me by the other Nikki, who's part of my friend circle. She sent me this video of it's a new thing with Microsoft Designer where you can create an Excel legend. And Nikki here has talked to us about how much she loves the Microsoft suite and her expertise right now, much more than mine, is in Excel. I used to be an Excel guru. And I could not even pretend to be at that level right now. I just have not kept up with it over the last few years. It's pretty interesting, this new feature that Microsoft Designer has. So you can create, and I think this must be something that they're wanting to do for kids. I don't know, but we're going to do it now, where we can create kind of like a superhero, but looking at it from the turn of the Excel process, you know, these things that we use. So one of them that is on this article that I came across that was sent to me is the Never Mouser, somebody who just never uses the mouse. They know all the shortcuts. They type so fast. So that would be the name of this, you know, Excel hero. The next one that they had on here is the Pivot Pro. So they dominate the pivot table, and it's a picture. It's an AI generated picture of this young man with the like artificial hands, and he's like ready to conquer the Excel world. We have the Macro Maverick. I'm going to be teaching macros here soon in a class that I teach. And macros, if you guys don't know, are shortcuts that you can put into whatever system you're working in to where you can just click a button and something happens for you. So I love a good shortcut. And so I think I would lean really closely to this Macro Maverick if I were to pick one of these that were already made. We have the Format Enforcer. I feel like I'm very big on format. So I also hold pretty strongly close to this one. I could get on track with that. We have the Formulator, somebody who's really just able to work a workbook like nobody's business. We have a Table Titan, the Speed Matcher. So, Nikki, my question for you is, if you were to take the time to design your own superhero name for Excel, what do you think you would do? I'm putting you on the spot here. But what's your favorite feature? What superhero Excel name do you think you would come up with?
It would have to be a mixture between the Formulator, whatever that one is, and then the mouse one, because I hate using my mouse whenever I'm working in Excel. I will use my shortcuts all day long to put in my functions, to fill my functions down, to select things. I rarely touch my mouse just because, I mean, my hands are right there. You can just press three buttons together and boom, it's done.
Yeah.
So it would have to be a mix between those two, because I like those two the most and I use them the most.
So you'd be the mouseless Formulator.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Okay.
What would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I really do like a good format. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just like things to look nice and clean. I'm not really much of a clean freak in my real life, but at work, and when it comes to a document, I don't like a messy document. So I think I would definitely work towards that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of one that they didn't even give the option for. And I'm trying to think of something, even if it wasn't in Excel. So Excel at this point in my life is not necessarily my go-to.
Oh, no. So sad.
I know, because that used to be like, that was my home base. But now I just... when you don't use it very much, that is one that can really get away from you if you don't use it very often. And I just don't use Excel very often. 100%. I really love a good PowerPoint, though. And to set those animations and a good trigger button and all of those things, good action button, that's speaking my love language right there. So I really enjoy that. You throw a good design in there and yes. that a nice Zoom slide. So I keep looking off to the right. I have a bird feeder on my window right there, and there are birds in it, and it's so cute.
What a beautiful spring night we have.
I know. It's a little finch in there, and he's just so cute. So I apologize. I keep looking over there like I'm one of my cats trying to catch the bird. Funny. I think if I could pick my name and it didn't have to be in Excel, I think I would be action designer or something. Action button. Something with the action
button. Action button.
I'll have to think about the actual term that I would come up with.
Action button to the rescue.
But I love a good action button. I was showing them today in one of my classes how to set bookmarks in Word and then link from one part of your document to the other. And it's just so quick and easy. And it just makes life so much better. I love a good hyperlink or action button. I mean, that really just can make life so much easier.
I agree. Yeah. It just seamlessly connects things. I love that.
Okay. If any of you are interested in making your own Excel legend using Microsoft Designer, let me know. I can send you the link to that. And then you can generate your own. It looks like it generates an AI picture for you based on your look. I have not done that myself. I really brought this up just to see if I could make Nikki uncomfortable, because that's what I love to do, is to make people giggle and have to think on their feet. So that was really my intention of bringing this up. But if you want to actually build your own, there is an actual place where you can go make one. And it's like a trading card look that you can – it's AI generated. It's pretty cool.
Oh, just wait. You're going to walk past my classroom next week when we come back from Easter break. You're going to walk past my classroom and I'm going to have like superheroes up on the screen.
Nice.
That's going to be nice. So good.
I can't wait. Maybe that'll be our merch for, you know, when we actually launch our merch. We can have some Microsoft superhero t-shirts.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.